What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. There's some thrivers out there, y'all. Thrive. You don't want to just survive. Start thriving, y'all. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how narcissistic people don't trust anybody. Boom. Gotcha. That's what, yeah, the main reason, one of the main reasons why narcissistic people don't go get help, why narcissistic people keep things to themselves, because narcissists don't trust anyone. So if narcissists don't trust anyone, even their family and friends that they've grown up with for 10, 15, 20, their entirety of their life, you mean, if they don't trust anyone completely with their feelings or being vulnerable in front of their own family and friends, what makes y'all think is there going to be any kind of vulnerability expressed to a therapist, to somebody like that, to a life coach, or someone to know along those lines right there? You mean, that's one of the main reasons narcissists don't go get help. Not only because do they not think that there's a problem with them. A lot of narcissists understand that they are the issue. But it's easier to put blame onto you and to gaslight other people and to just deflect it onto the other person. Just, hey, look, this is actually your fault why I did this. You know, I'm gonna explain away the stuff that I've done by blaming you and getting you to typically accept some type of culpability in this circumstance, in this situation right here. You see that happen a lot. But with narcissistic people, it's harder. Like, yeah, I still don't trust people 100%. I still don't. I've been in psychotherapy for 5 years. It's hard going to one therapy appointment. I done been to so many therapy, y'all. I've been in therapy at least once a month. It's increased in duration now. 5 years, what's that? 60 months. So I've had over 60. I've had probably nearly 100 therapy sessions now. You know what I mean? So I trust my therapist now. You know, it's been, like I said, it's been almost 100 sessions of me talking to my therapist. But it's hard. Like, for the first couple years, I didn't completely trust this person. I was just sharing bits and pieces. And that's what most narcissistic people do. They share just enough information to get you attached to them, to get you to trust them. They just share just enough. They share just enough trauma to bond with you. They share just enough information about themselves to bond with you, to get you on their side, to trust them. And one reason that narcissists don't trust other people, one reason I personally, as a narcissistic person, don't trust other people with a lot of information about me, is because I know how I personally use information against people. I personally know how my mind works and what I have done personally with information that people have given me. So what do I look like trusting other people? I know people can't trust me. That's how the narcissistic mind works a lot of times, y'all. Because I know how my mind works and I understand what I would do with information given to me, I automatically assume that you are going to do the same thing or something very similar to me. You see what I'm saying? That's how my mind works in these circumstances. That's how my mind works in these situations and things like that. So I tell people all the time, y'all, it would work out better for you as a human being. I mean, especially if you're dealing with a narcissist, to just understand the dynamic of how it goes. You know what I mean? It just would. They don't trust you. Well, Lee, how can we get them to trust us? You can't. I just feel like so many people, one of the things I feel like I'll be trying to hammer away at people into their brain, into their minds, is that sometimes you can't. And it's hard for people to accept. Like, sometimes you can't. How do I get them to do this? You can't get them to fully trust you. Well, Lee, you married. I just told y'all I don't fully trust anybody. Y'all don't be listening. I don't fully trust my wife with all the information I have in my head. So the stuff that I don't trust my wife with, I get to my therapist. The stuff I don't trust my therapist with, I give to my friends. The stuff I don't trust my friends with, I give to my wife. So there's sprinkles of trust around. You mean, there's not fully 100% trust with anybody in my life. That's just how my mind works, y'all. My guards are up. They just are. They always are. Because this is a self-defense mechanism. I don't want to allow people to hurt me. And a lot of narcissistic people have those walls up, you know, just have the walls up and things like that. You know what I mean? It's definitely an experience. having this mindset, y'all. It just is. It really is an experience having this mindset to think the way that I think. You know, not just automatically. When I first meet somebody, I'm automatically thinking of how I can defend myself against that person. Maybe not physically, but emotionally, mentally. You mean, I can fight a little bit. Hey, y'all see Lee Hammack and how he talks and his vernacular. He's funny. I can throw these two hands. Right, I can throw them a little bit. I can throw them a little bit. You know what I mean? I can throw them a little bit. They look. I can. but that's how it goes, though, y'all. But seriously, that's how the mindset of a lot of narcissists and toxic people work. That's literally how it works for us, y'all. We just like self-destructive nature. The mindset of how it all goes. Like it just, that's how it goes. That's how we do, y'all. That's honestly how we do. That's honestly how we work. That's honestly how we put the time, effort, and energy into it, y'all. It's a lot, y'all, going on in my mind. Now, again, I'm not trying to get y'all to feel sorry for me. Well, Lee, we don't feel sorry for you anyway. You deserve not to trust anybody. All the pain you put to me, you put people through. Like people say that stuff like they have perfected life. Like you have never hurt anybody or lied in your life. That'd be just kind of, you know what I mean? It's wild to me. I told my story about how I don't even trust people fully with the story about my relationship dynamic with another narcissistic woman. I posted that video a couple of days ago. Just a little short video about my relationship with a narcissistic woman. And I told people just the bits and pieces of it I feel like they needed to know. And they still, people are attacking me. It was like, that's what you get, Lee. Most people receive the information cool, which I understand. But some people, they attack. So why would I trust the world with all the stuff that's going on inside of my head? You know what I mean? I don't trust the complete world with the stuff that goes inside of my head. Like I said, narcissistic people, typically it's hard for them to trust you. When they trust you a little bit, the thing about it is, this is how it works right here, y'all. They'll give you a little bit of information. They'll give you just enough information for you to trust them. But once you try, if you try to leave them, if they done something wrong to you, if they hurt you in any kind of way, and you decide to try to hold them accountable by leaving, they'll become a little bit more trusting and reveal a little bit more about themselves. Or they just start lying to you. They could just start revealing lies, but they could reveal a little bit more truth about themselves. Look, my mom abused me. Why'd you never tell me that from the beginning? We could have worked on that. It didn't really mean anything, but I cheated on you. And that's the reason why, because my mom abused me and she wouldn't stop. She didn't buy me an Easy Bake Oven when I was 12 and I really wanted an Easy Bake Oven. And I just felt like I could never depend on a woman. So I just cheated them all because my mom, the first woman you love, she cheated me on Christmas without the Easy Bake Oven. So I've been cheating women my whole life and it's her fault. They start sharing little silly ass trauma. It's like, I know that part is silliness, but that's how it goes sometimes. They'll reveal just enough to keep you there. They'll reveal just enough to get you back on their side. And so many people, I'm gonna be real, y'all. The most frustrating thing that I see nowadays, even with the growth of my platform and the growth of my situation and stuff like that, the growth of my own mind and mental health, is that so many people still, y'all hear me talking to you right now in this aspect, and y'all will still take this information and you still go and try to help that narcissistic person because y'all care. Sometimes you can care. I'll just be real with you. Sometimes you can care too much. Well, Lee, you don't understand feelings. That's what you get. You're a narcissist. You don't understand empathy. Cool. I don't understand empathy. I don't want to understand empathy if it gets you hurt like that. You know, that's how my mind works. Like if empathy, having a full tank of empathy and not this lack of empathy that I have, having this full tank of empathy, it gets you hurt like that, then y'all can keep that empathy tank full. Y'all can have it. Y'all can have the rest of mine. You know what I mean? Y'all can siphon off the rest of my tank. You know. That's just how my mind works, y'all. Narcissists, they just don't trust people. They will never trust you 100%. Where on the other side of things, you probably trust them. You told them your whole life story early on in the relationship. You told them your whole, my wife did that. She told me her whole life story, like within weeks of knowing her. Like her whole, there's stuff that pops up now through her memories and stuff like that when we are going through old memories from her childhood. But most of us have already know. She told me early on in the relationship and I remember it. And I break it up and she's like, I should not have told you that. So, don't fully trust anybody. Y'all too trusting. I'm just telling you. And this is not disparaging towards people who are too trusting and too empathetic. I'm just telling you. Limit your trustworthiness of people because everybody's not like you. Everybody's not a good person. You might not even be a good person. You might be just as, you might not be a narcissist, but that doesn't automatically make you a good person. I think people get that conflated. I'm not a narcissist. That doesn't automatically mean you're a good person. I just feel like people think just because you don't have narcissistic personality disorder means you're automatically a good person. But anyway, y'all, I keep these things around 10 minutes. Y'all know how we do. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, episode 501. Goodness gracious, y'all. How we did 501 episodes of The Narcissist Code. Dear Lord, that's a lot, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you I'll learn even more from you. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.